The Fight for Gender Equality in Science. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your host, and in today's episode, we'll talk about Professor Nancy Hopkins, a famous molecular biologist known for her important discoveries in cancer genetics. Her story about gender discrimination in science got a lot of attention and led to big changes in Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, a prestigious university located in Massachusetts, USA. So let's dive in and learn more about her story. Nancy Hopkins was born in 1943 and grew up in New York City. She was always passionate about science and pursued her undergraduate studies at Radcliffe College. She went on to earn her PhD in molecular biology at Harvard in 1971. Her early work focused on RNA tumor viruses, which contributed significantly to the understanding of cancer biology. In an interview with Scientific American, she said, "I liked science all the way through from school, but I had then gone to college in an era when women were expected to get a very good education, meet their husband when they were in college, marry soon after, have children, and work, perhaps, but not have such a concentrated career as a man would in that generation." Nancy Hopkins started working at MIT in the 1970s. Back then, the scientific community was dominated by men. Even though Dr. Hopkins was talented and dedicated, she quickly noticed that her male colleagues got more lab space, better funding, and more recognition for their work. In the 1990s, Dr. Hopkins decided to take action. In the same interview, she stated, "It took me 15 years to be certain that all other women were discriminated against, and I still couldn't conclude it for myself. It took another 5, so it took 20 years. And I gotta say that the moment I realized it was the worst moment of the whole thing. You realize you'd been fooling yourself in a way nobody had ever seen you as a full participant in the system that you loved and had given your life to, in a way, and felt it was your life, that people saw you somehow differently." So, Dr. Hopkins measured lab spaces and found that male professors had more space and resources, which directly impacted the productivity and progress of female scientists. She and other female faculty members showed these data to MIT leaders. At first, people doubted them, but the evidence was clear. Then MIT formed a committee to investigate. In 1999, the committee's report confirmed the discrimination. As a result, MIT publicly acknowledged the discrimination and implemented reforms to promote gender equality. Nancy's work not only improved conditions at MIT, but also inspired other institutions to review and change their own practices. Her efforts led to widespread awareness of gender discrimination in academia and spurred changes at universities across the United States and beyond. The impact of her work was felt not only in the allocation of resources, but also in the broader culture of academia, where the contributions of female scientists began to receive greater recognition and support. Nancy Hopkins' story is a testament to the power of perseverance and the importance of advocating for equality, Her efforts have paved the way for future generations of female scientists, ensuring they have the support and resources needed to succeed in their fields. Today, Dr. Nancy Hopkins is celebrated not only for her scientific achievements, but also for her courage in standing up against systemic discrimination. Her story is a reminder that change often requires determination, data, and the willingness to speak out, even in the face of skepticism and resistance. As more institutions continue to address gender disparities, the groundwork laid by Dr. Hopkins and her colleagues serves as a guiding example. Thank you for joining us today as we explored the inspiring journey of Nancy Hopkins. Her story reminds us of the importance of standing up against discrimination and building a more just future. Créditos. Todos os áudios inseridos neste podcast são da Free Sound.